Although still in the darkness of the COVID-19 pandemic, it is nice to see a glow at the end of the tunnel as new cases continue to fall due to strong protocols and a lockdown. The good news is the lockdowns are starting to loosen, but ever so very slowly. This relieves the state of emergency the province has been in since January 12 due to the spike in new cases and will expire this week. The stay-at-home order is in effect for another week when non-essential businesses can reopen with restrictions. Many are complaining about how complicated this all is. And it is. We're in a global pandemic. However, it only becomes complicated when more and more is added to the mix trying to please everyone. The other alternative is to shut it all down until safe, and I'm not sure that is an option. We have what we have until more vaccine arrives. And no one suggestion is going to make it any better until that happens. So do what you can and spread the love. We're almost there. I'm Scott Thompson.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.